Nano Boys, welcome to episode 26 of Sitting on the Fence. We've been 26 episodes.
Yeah.
It feels like it's flown by, isn't it?
Yeah, plus the Cheltenham one's about 30.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, exactly. But they were done back to back. I don't remember much about them, like. But yeah, Connor, how have you been, mate? How's your weekend been?
Yeah, few winners. Sun's out today, so.
Not at the minute, it's cloudy, but it has been out,
It's been pretty warm, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's been pretty much the same all over the UK. Ground's still heavy at Pontefract, but...
Yeah, exactly. I also got to let you know as well, I think the weather at Kempton, because we're going to go to Kempton on Saturday, I think the weather is meant to be about 18 degrees.
Yeah, well, we'll be inside.
19 degrees.
We'll be inside if not anyway, so...
No, exactly. Exactly, yeah, 19 degrees in London on... When are we going? Saturday. Yeah, Saturday,
yeah.
That's it.
First run of the season.
First run of the season for Rathbone, the horse, the main man himself.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that then? Before we get into the tips, thoughts on your horse?
Probably he just gets better with more running, so. But because of how the ground's been, it's sort of like. Can't get a run on the turf, so. Yeah, go to Kempton, blow the cobwebs away, and then hopefully Donny on the 27th, and then I think there's like Beverly or Weatherby like in close proximity to that, so
yeah.
I know they're all like Yorkshire based, so I can't see the ground being any different, so I imagine it'd be Doncaster, but
yeah
we'll see what happens. I haven't really got much more to say than that. It's like
fair enough.
We were trying to get him a run and then there's just been nothing happening,
and then they all just come one after another.
Well,
which is what you want,
trying to get him a run because he's like rated 87. It's been tricky to get him a run on the old weather because there's not races there for him.
Yeah.
And then getting a run on the turf is even harder because it's heavy ground. So it's been sort of stuck. So we've left Kempton with the only option. It's about 4 hours away from us.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's a long way to go, isn't it?
Yeah, Pontefract would have been ideal. We were thinking about Redcar yesterday as well, but...
Got called off, didn't it?
Got called off. And then Pontefract today just like fucking awful ground by the looks of it. So yeah, been the only option really, but... Right timing for Doncaster, coming up at the end of the month, 3 weeks after first run. And then I think it'd be his sort of run style would be every sort of 2 weeks then. So
yeah. Fingers crossed for him. Hopefully he does, he's looking to have a good season.
I'll be happy if he like sort of comes like fourth on Saturday, to be honest.
Mm.
It's just like
you're taking something back home as well.
He just sort of gets better with runs under his belt. He gets better and better every time.
Mm.
It's not one of them, but you can get him really fit at home. But he's still not full fit.
Yeah.
He just finds all the work so easy. But yeah, that's about all I've got to say about it, really. Look forward to going, but probably won't back him.
So, well, I'll probably have a few quid on him.
I don't know.
Each way.
I might like do each way extra or something, depending on his price. It's hard to tell what his price will be in the race, because there's like horses. It's nice horses, isn't it?
Yeah,
so, yeah,
I think he's one of the best on paper. I think he's one of the best in terms of quality.
Yeah, there's just someone in there that's like younger than him, and the unexposed that was like fresh. Fresh is good for like one day in the season, and he'll pick up like under a grand or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
which I'm sure. I'm like, intervention in there, we all know what he's about.
He's one of my couple business.
Yeah, but he's probably at like the height of his mark now, 92. Stable mate, Good Earth. Got Connor on, which yeah.
I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry, carry on.
Yeah,
it feels like about that.
I do a little bit.
We miss Connor.
Yeah, I do a little bit. We've got Muscat, so
the Danny boy. Yeah, we've got Danny Muscat on. Hopefully, he can do his best.
We're not at declaration stage yet, so we're going to be entered yesterday, but I'd probably fancy like looking at it like Desert Cop potentially.
That probably will be favourite, to be
fair.
I think Fresh will be up there as well, like 4-1.
I think Azure Angel will be like quite high.
Crossbow raced him before?
I don't know. I don't think so. Not since I've had him, I don't think. But there's like some other decent horses in there, like Nebworth, he's pretty consistent, so I don't know. There's something there like 4 and 5 that still quite unexposed to rage, so. He's definitely got a chance if he's fit, but chances I won't be. So.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, he just needs the run to get it going, like just to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, Muscat will look after him as well. So
yeah,
but he's more sort of needed this run just for the first time. It's anyone can get in properly. But yeah. It's a bit of shit out with Phil, actually, but yeah, that flat racing for you. And
exactly. And look on the bright side as well. Even if it's still a ground ticked off, it's all race course ticked off that we yet to do.
Sure, so. Be fine. I mean, looking at it now, looking back on it, you probably say you didn't have a chance, like, but we'll see how it goes. You know, it's like a lot of them in the first ones of the season. You don't know how well.
You can't trust them, can you?
Yeah, you don't know how. I mean, Fresh is. I think overall, Fresh would probably be like the best horse in the race. But believe it or not, he's like won 4 out of 29, which it's not. You'd have thought for a horse as good as Fresh is. He'd have won a few more races than that. I mean, yeah. 4 out of 29 won 210,000. Just shows what he's about, doesn't
it? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Some big wins in there.
He's been well out of form last year, though. Well out of form. He's never been closer than fifth.
Mm.
So,
well, if you can refine some of that form from the previous year, maybe we'll find something. But
he's seven now, but these sprinters, you see, they can come in and out of form like Oates. All right. There's that Billy Joe as well, Nick Appleby. He's dangerous wherever he goes, Nick Appleby, at the minute.
Mm.
On the old weather, as well. He's like won the old weather championship like 8 times, and it's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. Well, he's just turned 93 now, isn't he?
Mick Appleby?
Yeah,
he's
turned 92 or 93, yeah.
No, that's Mick used to be.
Oh, is it used to be?
That's fucking Mick used to be. Oh my god,
I got the wrong Mick. Yeah, well, he's getting that way, and he's quite.
No, I don't think he's as old as that.
Yeah, that was Mick used to be, yeah. No, because I thought I'd seen that.
Not 93, I know.
No, because I've seen something, and I just got the wrong Mick. It's got the wrong mix, so right. Let's get into the tips then.
Yeah.
This is what you come here to see.
Just while we're talking about other racing, we will be covering Kempton on Saturday because it's on ITV anyway.
Yes, we will. Yeah,
and Kelso, I believe, as well.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah,
and I don't know if there's any decent race going on, like the Curra or anything, but if there's anything worth noting, we'll go.
We'll let you know. Yeah. We'll let you know. Right, we'll go back to Friday. It seems like an age away, doesn't it? Friday.
Yeah,
it's that long weekend.
It's like a long weekend. It sort of comes like you go through it so quick. When you look back at it, it's like it seems like forever since Friday.
Yeah. Right. Let's get the shit one out of the way first. Right. Tyson Fury just. I race wide, trying to get near the rail.
The first one was in.
It wasn't.
The first one was.
No, it wasn't. That was the first.
No, the first one on ITV. I know. Was it not?
No. I
watched the one on Sky Racing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That Cuban, probably worth mentioning actually. That Cuban Tiger looks a nice horse.
One of Carl Burke's.
Yeah. That did look a nice horse actually.
I didn't watch that race.
Yeah, and probably be somewhere like around grid level for him, I think, next time. So worth mentioning really.
Yeah, that's it.
But anyway, on to what's on ITV then, I suppose.
Onto the shit tip, which was Tyson Fury. Now, this was absolutely dreadful. Finishing 16 lengths behind the winner, 17 lengths almost behind the winner, which is not what you want. Race wide, always wants to rail this horse. Never got off to a good break. And just weakened out by 2 furlongs. Never really made any sort of impression. Not even for an each way shout. So very, very disappointing for Tyson Fury there.
The winner was very good.
Yes, the winner was very good.
And then a lot of people seem to know he would be good as well. So
3.5 lengths.
Yeah, he ran really well. I mean, when you look at the winning distance, it don't look my tip vaguely Royale was that far away in the end, but he was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
5.5 lengths. So
it was only fighting for a place, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's fifth. Beating 5.5 lengths, which yeah. I suppose he went okay for the first run of the season. Like I say, we're just guessing how fit they are. And then the other tip I got come last, Rainbow Dreamer, it's probably just too old now, but
yeah,
when all things align, like they look like he could have got a place, but it's 33-1, it wasn't backed or anything, so
nope.
No.
Terrible. And I think this meeting has always done really badly for me. Like last year when we were there, I got no winners. You did very well actually when we were there. And again, I got second last again. Bazball, normally a very consistent horse. Probably couldn't tell you what happened, to be honest. Just very, very disappointing. Finishing eight lengths behind the winner. Again, never made any sort of impression. I don't know, 3-year-old, so definitely still a bit like an unexposed type, but maybe just seemed out of its depth.
Yeah, my tip won this, Fire Demon, well backed throughout the day, 9-4 in the end.
Very impressive, I thought.
I think tipped him at 7-2, 4-1, something like that.
Yeah.
Just showed that the power that inside rail can give you sometimes. That
unbelievable. That
inside rail can give you some such power. If it is one of them days that it is that rail, you just fly up there.
Yeah, anything can win up there.
I'm pretty sure the second can wrap that rail as well. But yeah, it looks a nice horse. I've obviously had a few issues with him before. He's been well backed every time he's run near enough and let people down, but on this occasion, got the rail, did happy the days. Job. Yeah.
Happy days. We will go on to the 3 o'clock. No, I was very impressed with this winner, actually, Cloud Cover. I was almost tempted to tip him. I thought it was, yes, Philly's a mess. I was very tempted to tip her on the Thursday, but I backed out. I went with Wildside, come last. Philly found to be coughing. Always a few issues there. I knew there was issues when coming around the bend because never seemed to make any sort of impression again. But yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it on mine.
Well, the main tip was 9 tenths, I think, really.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
Jockey didn't look like he had a clue.
No, she was very lit up in the parade ring. I don't know, she just seems difficult to work out. Everyone was backing this horse all over, I'm certainly like.
Yep.
She was well backed as well. And like I say, it just seemed like everywhere you look, Twitter anyway, everyone was backing it.
Off the boards, yeah.
Yeah, and that £7 give her a massive swing at the weights with like Shades of Summer. But yeah, Cloud Cover, I think, got the perfect race for it. A lot, you know, tucked in at the back, a lot of staying power at the end. Something to
wait. Massive staying power.
Yeah, I think it was just a perfect race for her, really.
And
Clifford Lee, top jockey.
He is a very good top jockey, yeah. Next one is the 3:35 at Newcastle. Again, this is my best result at Newcastle, third last, which is disappointing. Solray was very keen in the paddock as well as at the start. Pretty much in front all the time, but obviously when you're keen, it catches up to you. And very disappointing. It did go down to 9-1 actually, so it seemed quite a bit of backing. I think I tipped it 20-1 at some points. But yeah, disappointing again. John out wide doesn't seem to help you in that case, but I've just got to make it before you go into your tip, Connor. Quick mention to Cover Up, very disappointing.
That was my tip. My tip was Wang Le Pan.
No, no, I'm just saying, I just wanted to special mention. Yeah, just quite disappointing for
Cover Up. Very disappointing, yeah. He'd racked up a couple of wins at Newcastle, I think, hadn't he, beforehand.
Mm.
And they were sort of talking about him winning this very well and becoming a bit of a group horse, but it's hard to take it at face value at Newcastle. So much can go wrong. Out of your control, so I don't really know what to make of it. He'll have to have another try on the turf, I think.
Yeah,
so, yeah, he just seems to be a little pulled all the way. So, yeah, they're gonna have to give him another go, but stall 13, that's the only thing he can do, I think. So, my tip, the big tip I had was Misty Gray, I think it's about 20-1. That comes second, so backed into about 8-1 at one point, and then back out to 16. So say that there was no money for her in the end, she ran really well.
Yeah.
But the favourite was just too good.
You had a quick bit of a thing on Juan Le Pan, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I sort of liked him. Had to qualify him for the race, got him qualified. Would suggest that would have been the target the whole way around. He's just a hard horse to figure out, Juan Le Pan. So I seem to remember him for the Air Gold Cup, I think it was. He was really, really fancied and then they pulled him out. So obviously, a lot of people do think he's got plenty of ability. But yeah, he's just
not applying it.
No, he doesn't seem to be. And so he was about 7-1, I think, when they tipped him, and he went all the way out to 25-1, like, just towards the start of the race.
Yeah.
Bookies could give you any price of him. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Ran like it as well in the end.
Yeah. Well, that's one meeting out of the way. That is Newcastle.
We've got to mention Elegant Man.
Elegant Man. Yes, of course, yeah. I forgot about that, yeah. I completely missed that. I tipped that. I completely forgot about this one, bloody hell. Forgot about my winning tip. How can I do that? Brilliant ride. Never looked like losing, to be honest. Led from the front, and it was pushed out to 7-2 almost at the start of the race. And not much money coming in for him, but won with ease in the end. David Egan, cracking jockey. Give a special mention to Hooking as well, which is Antoine Griezmann's horse.
Yeah,
coming third.
Ran really well.
Yeah, ran really, really well. Didn't see any money coming in on Thursday, and then just seemed to be backed and backed and backed into 15-2.
Elegant Man, so it's such a dirt pedigree as well. There's so much you can do with him. Like,
yeah,
runs on the dirt in America could be on the card for him. It's hard to know what Keir, I can't say his last name, Yeah, the owner of Admiral Racing. I can never say his last name. It's hard to know what he really thinks of his horses because you think one thing and obviously the exact other. Like, it don't make any sense, but he's obviously picking up nice horses all the time now. Yeah. Got David Egan riding, and he's a dream set out of him.
Mm.
So yeah, I think he looks like he could definitely be a group horse to do it like he did off that sort of weight.
Mm.
So yeah, I think the one to watch out for anyway.
Yes, another special mention to Oso Grande, who was very heavily tipped coming into the race. Drifted out to 11-1. Never fancy Bushy.
Never.
And that just reflected on the performance. Was never in the running. Never just seemed to kick on.
No, it's just,
very one pace, one trick.
To figure out. I just think soft ground on the turf would maybe suit her.
Yeah.
But it's hard to do until she does it.
Yeah. A lot of these horses can be very one trick.
Yeah, well, Newcastle's completely different to Lingfield as well. So,
which we'll be going on to right now.
Lingfield could maybe help throughout the time before.
Yeah, exactly. We'll go straight into it then. So on the Friday, Lingfield, again, all weather. My tip comes seventh. Which, in fairness, wasn't too far behind the leader. Only four lengths behind the leader, so not too bad. Very keen at the start. Was in and amongst the running. Just weakened out. These horses a bit stronger in the end. Bystander.
Bystander.
Yeah, one of Carl Burke's, that one. Come mid table. It's not too bad. Not too bad. Not great, but not bad. That's all I'll say on that one.
Yeah, my tip, Al Ruffle, was just disappointing again. It's probably sort of the time to get off the bus of him, but knowing when you do, he'll go and win. So
yeah,
he drifted out as well. It seems like the market told the story. These all over me. It's like, if they're not fancied, they're not fancied, and then you might as well forget about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, Lingfield is like the one track. Like, just, some of the pace to make up going down the outside. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Swinging off the bend.
Yeah. We saw it last year in the Winter Derby, didn't we? Derby trial.
We'll see on the next race with Cephalus, which is a winning tip for me.
Yeah, mine come third in that one.
130, and he just made an absolute mockery of that mark again.
What a ride from Tom Queeley as well, running back the years with that one.
He just seems
come from absolutely nowhere.
Yeah, he's just climbing up the weights, and it never seems to bother him. I know he won a neck, but it was better than a neck, I think.
Like, yeah.
It was worth more than a neck.
Yeah, second was Dingle with Sean Levy. My tip was third with Benavente. Great, brilliant ride, I thought. Just didn't have the staying on power of Cephalus and Dingle.
He's up to 88 now. They're putting £7 for that.
£7?
Yeah.
For that?
Yeah.
Well, I can understand with the performance, but like obviously finishing a neck.
Yeah, I think it's
a bit unfair.
Up against.
Yeah.
Modern. Yeah. What is
it? And do you know what? I still think that there's a ceiling for that lad, and he's not hit it.
Be interesting to see if they go on the turf with him or what they do, because he's getting to the sort of rating now where they're going to struggle to have him in all of the fixtures next year.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So, it'd be interesting, but he just seems to...
What's his form on the turf?
0-7.
Oh, only won £600.
Yeah, 0-7.
Wow, he's done all of his winning on... Well, he's won half his races on all weather. That's mad. I didn't even know
he won all of the races on all weather.
9 out of 18. 9 wins out of 18.
Yeah, that's all his wins, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, but I mean, like, half of his wins on the all weather.
Half his runs?
Shut up, yeah. That's what I meant. Yeah, there's very little consistency out of that one.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what he does next time, because he's just like... He doesn't seem... Any weight, he doesn't seem to win. So I know he's, like, mustered around Lingfield, but he seems to be able to do it around Kempton as well.
Yeah, exactly. He must love London. But, yeah, I'll be keeping an eye on that one. And obviously, I know the turf record kind of puts him down a little bit, but I wouldn't mind backing him if it was a big prize.
No, it's a big prize. Give it a go.
You got to, ain't you? Especially with that staying on power.
He's at 88, so he can get into like loads of decent handicaps at York and everywhere now.
Yeah.
So be interesting.
Yeah. Right, we'll move on to the next race. Aquam won for Ian Williams and Oshino in the next race, which was the 3:15 at Lingfield. Just seen Baron Boyne come third. Now that horse has done me over big time in the past, especially at Newcastle. I remember it won. I remember I backed second, and I think it was 3 in the line, and he won. And then I backed him next time out and come nowhere, which was just a joke. But my tip was Riami in this one. You said it was going to be a lottery.
I didn't have a bet at all.
Yeah, no, I didn't have a bet in the end, but obviously my tip, come sixth again, not too great, not too bad. Looked all right, to be fair, going all the way around. 2 furlong pulse and then just weakened that from there, really.
And the winner won like a 98 horse shoot sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, quite very impressive that one, actually.
Yeah.
Again, a bit of an all-weather merchant. Won 3-10 at all-weather, 1-12 on the flat. So, yeah, it seems to always run on the all-weather. So,
It's hard to get a grip with all the races, and that's why I hate talking about them. I know we're going to have to talk about them for Thursday.
We're going to have to talk about them all summer, mate.
Well, Thursday we are doing it. Well, on Thursday for Kempton anyway.
Yeah.
Because like, most of the racing is coming from there. So
I'll tell you what, my tipping record at Lingfield on Friday was probably what you call average. I didn't get a single bad result because we're going on to the next one now. This one come fourth. Again, before we talk about my tip, we're going to talk about coming from absolutely nowhere.
Oh, God.
Bosch and Intervention. Where the hell did they come from?
Well, especially Intervention.
Yeah, like, Intervention, just, yeah. Like, come from the golf course.
You thought it was over.
Yeah. Yeah, around the bend you thought, yeah, free ticket
from,
away.
Come from, like, my house. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, Bosch, again, similar. Well, it was... I mean, the comments just did enough. Don't even speak it justice there, because on any other day, Intervention probably would have won that.
Yeah.
I'm very unlucky not to, I don't think.
Yeah, well, I hope...
What a ride from Kieran Fallon.
I hope you don't fancy doing it on Saturday.
Oh, God, yeah. That's a good point, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's got to be up to, like, 93 or 92 now they're putting up to.
90.
92 they're putting up to, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a fair old rating from where it's come from. I mean, where did he start winning? He last won November 14th of 74. I mean, and then, like, the handicapper stuck him up within 3 runs to 87. He still went and won.
Yeah. And then won again after that?
No, he hadn't won since that. He hadn't won.
But he's come 14th of November, he come first.
Yeah,
December,
he got pulled to 87.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
And then he's managed a couple of seconds since. So, sort of hoping 92 is about his limit. We'll see.
Yeah. My tip was Danber Diplomat. It wasn't really much of a tip, to be honest. It was just more what I fancied. Again, I think he just got stuck in traffic, this one. Doyle said was denied a clear run to the line. So, with that clear run, maybe he could have got second or third, maybe. I don't know. A lot probably wouldn't have caught up Intervention. What? Some of the power on that.
Wow. Oh, my tip come last. Well backed as well.
Princess Ender.
Yeah. Well backed. What the best horse in the race. And well, it won't be 5 3/4 lengths, but it's far enough.
Yeah. Far enough to come dead last.
Yeah. It didn't break very well either. I just hate talking about all of the races. I'm going to hate betting on it. Like, I might just bet on Kelso at Kempton.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Probably put the lucky dip there.
Well, I'll put it on at Kempton. I hope it could happen.
Anything can... Yeah, true. I mean, the play spot at Market Racing was all right, but we'll get onto that in a bit. Right, we'll go on to Muscle. We'll go on Musselburgh first.
Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday at Musselburgh. There was no racing at Musselburgh.
No, it was cancelled.
It was cancelled. So, all right, move to Haydock then. I was like, where the hell is it? Where the goddamn hell is it? But yeah, obviously, rained off, wasn't it?
Should we touch Maidan first?
Yeah, we can do if you want. Yeah, there's some big races to talk about there. We started off with 12:40, didn't we?
Yeah, we don't touch dirt racing. To me, dirt racing, it's like, I just can't jump any interest in it. Like, not at all.
I think it's because that we don't have it in our country.
It seems like a different sport.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, they must think the same about jumps racing or something. They must do. I just can't get any interest in it whatsoever. Mm. When I see the track, like, obviously, you turn on Sky Sports, Sky Racing at night, and you see, like, the status of a dirt racing track.
It's awful,
like,
isn't it? Stoppy.
It looks like Blackpool Beach. It seriously does. Look,
yeah.
Like, I've been down Cleethorpes for a day. Do you know what I mean? Like, how did they run on that?
Yeah, exactly. It's like Skegness Beach, that.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah. God. But yeah, we'll move on to the 12:40, which was Dubai Gold Cup. So one of our tips was withdrawn very late, about 5-10 minutes before the race.
Don't think even that.
Don't think, yeah, no. Eldar Eldarov on vet's advice, withdrawn. My tip was Enemy, who, tell you what, wasn't that impressive, to be honest. I thought maybe with a shot of an each way, beating some very nice horses in the past. But, yeah, very disappointing ride from Kingscote there. 7 years old, probably Age's probably not being very kind on this one. But Tower of London could win that.
Yeah, ran really well. Yeah. Really well. He's just in the class animal. And he seems to always put his best in as well.
Yeah.
Which is more that can be said from August for that.
We'll get onto that, won't we?
Yeah, but to do it from 14 like he did as well, cracking right from Ryan Moore.
Mm.
So
Trollerman in third as well, that was a great from a horse that was getting absolutely no backing whatsoever.
I mean, the obvious plan for Tower of London would be Ascot Gold Cup, but AP don't seem keen in it, so I'm not really too sure where exactly they'll go with him, to be honest. Now,
do you reckon they'll keep him abroad?
Be international races, yeah. There's just, well, not to go for the Ark again. I don't know. I mean, it's, it looks like he walks 2 miles all day now, doesn't it? So I'm not too sure of him. It'd be nice to see where he does go. It could be interesting.
Yeah.
But
what was your tip on this one?
Well, it was Eldarov.
Right.
But I had a little side bet on Givoletto.
Yeah.
Which won't beat him far. Ran really well. We thought that he'd run well fresh. He has done really. He's beaten 3¾ lengths. And you think Tower of London's really good, then beating by him 3¾ lengths is, you know, it's nothing bad about that, is there?
No.
So yeah, Shishkini ran well. Trollerman ran well. A lot of them ran really well, actually, apart from the ones down the bottom of the field. So I'm quite happy with Giovoletto. He's not far away from a place there. Mm. He's only like half a length away from coming third.
Yeah.
Not even that, I don't think. He's a quarter of a length from coming third, so that'd be each way money, like 12-1 when I tipped him.
Mm.
So yeah. I never really thought, I didn't know if he could win or he couldn't, but I definitely thought a place would be on the cards and he's only half length away from that.
Yeah. Right, we'll move on to the Alquaz, however you say that, sprint. California Spangle, 6-1 winner there. Not disappointing per se. Frankie Dettori didn't have a great day, did he? We'll get onto Lord North in a minute, which was one of our tips later on. But my tip was Sight Success. Normally, pretty much tipped it because of Ryan Moore, to be honest. And it wasn't a bad ride, to be fair. Fifth place, weren't the best horse in the field by an absolute country mile, you can definitely say that. But, I mean, held on really well. Even towards the end there, had a bit of staying power. Maybe drawn better, possibly got a place there. But I'm happy with that. Even I can take the L on that one because that was quite a nice run. What was your
I didn't tip anything, but I gave a big mention to California Spangle, which won. He's just like a pretty solid performer in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
I didn't tip it because I didn't trust him enough. But yeah, he's ran really well and won, obviously. So he just stamped his class, I think. He's a class animal in Hong Kong. He's got a rating of 1, 2, 3. But he's a bit inconsistent like that. But he's just like 130 from 25 is a quality animal each day.
Yeah. right, next race, we'll skip ahead a bit to the 3:10 at Maidan. We'll get onto your tip first then. Lord North, thoughts?
Shocking ride from Tory, I thought, personally. I couldn't see a reason. He broke really well and he wasn't drawn the best. And at one point he was leading. I mean, I know it wasn't for long. But to drop him into 7th or 8th, I don't know, like around Maidan, I don't know why you'd do that.
Mm.
And broke all the momentum, and I thought he was actually really lucky to have been with a chance from like 2 out.
Yeah.
Still.
Always stayed on, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he was a lot closer. He's only beaten 4.5 lengths in the end. So I don't know if he's actually won it or not.
Mm. A lot of people backed it for the race.
Yeah, and you can see why. I just didn't rate the ride at all. I was a bit upset about it, actually. Like, just didn't rate the ride. Like, it's simple as that.
Mm.
Nashua ran really well from wide draw. Great ride from Holly.
Yeah. She always rides very well, though.
Yeah, she used her initiative and got to the rail when she could.
Mm.
Luxembourg was terrible.
Dreadful.
Terrible.
Dreadful, yeah. Wasn't it?
Unlike him, he has been known to need a run to get back to somewhere like, but that was bad, that. Really yeah. Bad. But in terms of the winner, highly tried and won the big one in the end.
Yeah.
Been a bit of a bridesmaid, I think, really.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
But yeah, won the big one in the end. So the favourite was, at one point, looked really well. Rooked were going really well, but by himself, I think, in the end.
Yeah, the winner goes to France, second and third go to Japan. My tip came fourth, coming home for Charlie Appleby. Again, not a bad ride from Buick at all. It's very rare that I say it's a bad ride from Buick. don't really have much opinion on this one. Just beat by the better horses, I think. I mean, these French and Japanese horses go under the radar a little bit.
I just think, apart from Lord North, he just got a bad ride. He would have definitely been in the places.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it was quite a ignorant ride from Frankie there.
Wasn't great, yeah.
No, because Lord North's always a front running horse. I don't understand why he, especially at Maidan, which is such a fast track.
Yeah, drawn like don't you get him out in front and you try and make him get somewhere near the inside, wouldn't you?
I do not understand that at all. Well, there we go then. So we go to the 4 o'clock. Well, I want to mention the race after this. We didn't tip anything in that, but yeah. I do want to give a quick mention to that one in a minute. The Rebel's Romance, what a ride. Again, brilliant Buick, unbelievable. 25-1, beating Christian DeMero from the two Japanese horses. Same owners, aren't they? Yeah. The Sunday Racing Co. Well, let's just get onto it then. August Rodin, shocking. I don't think he travels well.
I think we're not doing the winner any justice by not giving him a bit of a mention first. I know you mentioned him, but
brilliant ride.
If you looked at the times, they wasn't going very fast, even though it looked like they were.
It was a bit of a slow pace.
And Point Longsdale just gave Rebel's Romance the perfect pull through, and because it was going not very quick, just allowed Rebel's Romance just to power away from him.
Yeah.
And there was no catching him. It's Buick, what a ride. Like, there's no way around it. Like, he just followed Point Longsdale and he knew they weren't going very quick.
Yeah, Point Longsdale was always going to be front runner. Probably, I thought, was going to be pacemaker to August Rodin, but instead gave the Godolphin horse a very nice slip inside.
Because they weren't going very quick anyway,
it played into the hands.
Just loud Rebel's Romance with anyone near Point Longsdale, really. Yeah. Just get away from them all.
Mm.
And he kept on going as well. I mean, I know they got a bit closer, but nowhere near close enough.
Yeah. I know Rebel's Romance likes the quick ground, but wow, that was seriously impressive.
Emily Upjohn ran well.
Very well at fifth place. Only 3.5 lengths behind the leader. Not really much more I can say about that.
August Rodin, he just doesn't show up sometimes, does he?
Fresh. Not very good.
Well, just at all. Like, just some days, just doesn't show up.
Not interested.
Yeah. It's strange.
Mm. There's the argument to say that he doesn't travel that well, but obviously he's won at Breeders' Cup.
He does travel well sometimes.
Yeah,
it's hard to say what it is with him. I don't know if he's just one of them that some days he just won't show up.
Let me just give you some results. So let's go to the start of his career. So you get second, his first ever ride, second at the Curragh, coming second to Crypto Force. Winner at Nace, winner at Leopardstown, winner at Doncaster. That was the the Futurity, of course.
Yeah,
it wasn't St. Ledger. Then you go to May 2023, fresh, 12th or 14th at Newmarket. That was that's the 2000 Guineas. Then you go to Epsom, where he wins the Derby. Then you go to the Curragh, where he wins the Irish Derby. Then you go to the King George and the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. Comes absolutely nowhere. Get a blood from the nose that day, so probably give him a bit of leeway with that. Comes back 2 months later to win at Leopardstown. Goes on to win 2 months later again at Santa Anita for the Breeders' Cup. Turf, that was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then you come to March, comes absolutely dead last at Maidan. You can't.
I just don't know if he, some days he just won't, whatever you do, he just won't want it. I don't know. I struggle to think of a horse of his sort of ability that can throw in such a bad one.
Yeah.
But obviously the really good sprinters, so much can go wrong so quickly, they can't be expected to win every time.
No, you can't, no.
But the ones that are like milers, mile and a half, whatever, I've never known one that can be like so inconsistent. Like,
he's the horse that goes big or goes home.
Yeah, and he was backed all day long as well. Yep. So, I don't know, I can't figure it out. He's 11-8 favourite in the end, he's 3-1 when we were talking about it.
Yeah, also to point out, Spirit Dancer, lame in the right foreleg.
He's a good winner anyway, so they won't be disappointed.
Mm, yeah. But yeah, very disappointing from August Rodin, but we'll see him back. We know for a fact. He'll be back. He'll be winning the next race, I think.
Yeah, he'll be winning the Tatsal Gold Cup.
Yeah, you think so. You think so. Yes, we got a point on to... We didn't tip anything in this race, but we are going to stay at Maidan. We're going to talk about Laurel River. Now, the Dubai World Cup, $5.5 million to the winner. What a ride this was. All the way from the front. Travelled strongly throughout. gave him a slip and won 8.5 lengths, which you never ever see in flat racing, do you? What a performance. This horse is going to be very difficult to beat, I think.
Well, he's a 6-year-old now anyway. Mm. And he's bred to be really well in the dirt. But he's won 5 from 7. He's 6-year-old. He's raced 7 times. You know what I mean? It's like... Yeah. And, he's just going to be hard. Well, the list is endless what they're going for now.
Yeah.
So he's 6. They've probably just got him right. And they'll probably enjoy him now.
Yeah. Bloody hell, I've just had a malfunction there, bloody hell. Ushba Tesoro was quite fancied the few days leading up to the Dubai World Cup. Never seemed to get any sort of backing on the day though. Set off at 5-1. Rode quite well, to be fair, but again, just I think Laurel River just caught him all napping. Yeah, which sometimes happens. But what a ride from Teg O'Shea though. Brilliant ride. That's how you ride, and that's how you pick up a paycheck, isn't it?
Yeah.
So right, we've got no Musselburgh to report on, so we'll just go to Haydock. Our first tip was the 2:05.
Yeah, so winning tip for me, Brentford Hope.
Yes, it was. Where was mine? Second last. Right, we'll go with yours first.
he just ran really well. He enjoyed it, and. He got out in front, and I thought he'd win a lot further than he did, actually.
Yeah.
But the one in second, I really fancied her at Market Raisin. It could be here, actually. I can't remember. No, it's a Metis issue. And she was like 16-1 that day. I didn't back her. Wish I did. And she just seems to be improving. But, yeah, Brentford Hope, he did what I thought he would do. His favourite in the end is 5-2. I thought he was actually decent value at 5-2, to be honest.
Yeah.
Still. He got great form on heavy ground on the flat with Rafe Beckett, I think he was with. Comes a jump horse, minimum trip, just perfect for him, soft ground. And
Richard Hughes.
Hey?
It was Richard Hughes.
Was it? Yeah. Because Suarez was with...
From Richard Hughes to Harry Derham.
Yeah, was it? So, yeah. Anyway, yeah, he just continued on that form on soft ground, minimum trip, suits him perfectly, so...
Yeah.
But he won like he should have done, really, yeah. I thought. Well... He didn't win up like he should have. I thought he would have won by further.
Mm.
But Holly was catching him up and he just went a bit further away anyway, and she was carrying him like £1 and £2 less than him.
Yeah.
Or £4 less than him, so he's probably valued for that. And he's like a 1:45 hurdler now. I have to put him up, so he's probably around the mark, he should be.
Yeah. We're going to my tip. I'm not going to be taking too much time on this one. Second last, didn't jump great. Weakened. Very, very early on. Peter Kavanagh was, I think, was giving him the ride with a circuit to go. So, very disappointing that one. We move on to the next race. Mine was second. And I'll tell you what, on another day, Domore Bay easily could have won that one. But you just see how strong Sean Bowen is in the saddle.
Yeah, if you remember right, I backed Secret Tricks at Aintree and we was then come second to that thing that can't jump, I think.
Equinus, yeah.
Yeah, that thing that can't jump. I was watching it the whole way around at Aintree and I just certainly catch him because he was hitting every hurdle at Equinus.
Mm.
So, but he went in one here, 11-1. Probably should have backed him, but didn't.
Mm.
The ground was just... Judicial looks to be going quite well, which is my tip. He was well backed. Well backed throughout the day. And I think at one point his favourite, like 4-1.
Mm.
Just something seemed to go wrong. Like one mistake, and with that, he was out of it.
Yeah, out of it, yeah.
So, yeah, strange.
Very hit or miss with John Joe, I think. He either has a brilliant day or he just has no winners. Simple as. Yeah, you don't get one or two, he just gets none or all the card.
I don't really understand it because he was going quite well, and then just, with one mistake, that was actually it.
Yeah,
you can,
you can say the same for Tanganyika as well, for Charlie Deutsch and Venetia Williams.
There was no coming back from it.
No, some horses just don't recover from that sort of stuff in the race. And then we go to our final tip, which was in the next race. Mine was, I believe, Riders on... No, it wasn't. It was Cobden's that pulled up, so move on.
Yeah, mine was Riders on the Storm. I think it's time to give up with him. He's getting older. At one point, he was sort of... getting beat by Min in the Supreme and stuff like this. And at one point he's racing his Altior. He's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
But his marks dropping and dropping and dropping, and I don't know if I can back him again now.
Very difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, it's becoming quite difficult to back him. The winner was pissed up, didn't it? And Bowen again.
Yeah.
So, shame he couldn't do that market raising, really, wasn't it? Cost me a grand, but...
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. Right. Right, we'll go on to Fairy House we'll go on to Margaret Raisin last of all, but we'll go on to Fairy House, the two races that we covered. One of them was a non-runner, so we can just immediately get that. As you know, both of mine were non-runners. Never mind. Daddy Longlegs didn't run, and Final 50 didn't run, so...
I don't really have anything to talk about Fairy House until the Monday.
No.
I think people hype the Fairy House Festival so much, but apart from like the national day, I think the racing is pretty average, to be honest.
It was quite average, to be fair.
Yeah, it's just pretty average, isn't it? Well, I know on the Sunday, Jade DeGruge.
She
won really well. She should have ran summits like that at Cheltenham. But yeah. Anyway.
Right, we'll go on to Market Raisin, which we had a bet on every race apart from... I mean, I did, but we had every bet apart from the last. Dad got the winner in the first, so the winner goes to Post Chase.
Mine comes second.
Yours comes second, and mine comes second last, which we'll touch on Oscar Robertson first. Was doing very well, actually. It was jumping really nicely all the way throughout. Always seemed to be prominent, and then Tom Broughton felt him fade, so obviously he was going to go off the bridle. Made a massive mistake 2 out, and that was just kind of... I think he was done from before that anyways. But we go with Ladron.
Yeah, he was not backed at all. And then probably a little bit of late money, went from like 12 to 9s or something else. And yeah, he ran really well, actually. Just no match for the winner.
Yeah.
Taking that 7 off the winner. And the Oliver Greenall and Josh Guerra team, I really like them, actually.
I do. We were saying this at the time, we really like them, don't we? Right, we'll go on to the next race quickly at Market Raisin. Odds on favourite, Brian Hughes. That man is mustard.
Yeah.
Brian Hughes in these sort of tracks. I think he had 2 rides and he had 2 winners.
Yeah, and then
we'll get on to the second winner in a bit.
Then followed up with treble at Faken the next day.
Did it? Oh, did he actually get 3? I saw he got the first
3 rides, 3 wins. So he's like 5.
He's mustard, isn't he?
5 in a row.
Oh my God.
Like after Market Raisin, 5 wins in a row.
I used to hate that bloke. I don't anymore.
He's actually mustard, yeah.
I had 2 bets. I didn't mean to. I had second, which was Real Anna, 10-1. I meant to back that one, but I accidentally went for Fashionelle at the bookie, so I backed her online. Come second, and then Fashionelle come sixth, which was quite disappointing. I thought Fergal O'Brien, he just seems sometimes to get it right, but I don't think he got it right with this one. Didn't really do much, to be honest. Made a few mistakes towards the end, and that was it, really.
I've not really got much to touch on that. Irish Lullaby ran really well. So she never jumped hurdle in a race before.
Yeah.
She was like big favourite at one point, but to say that not fancied at all, she ran really well actually. Well, flat horse, obviously got plenty of experience of the race course, but it's different when you show up to do it. So yeah, I'd be quite happy with that. They're beating 6 again, I love Oliver Greenall. 6.5 lengths, but for a first timer. The winner, Brian Hughes, well backed.
Yeah, very well backed. Right, we're going to the next one, which was 3.19. I had forecast on this race of 7-1. 7 comes second, Tarras Hall. Nice horse, that, actually, very nice horse. But got well beat by the winner, who looks a class. What was the word? Class in its own, really. Diamond Coda felt the first, so that went great.
Just the winner. Piffo, just rode like his best horse in the race the whole way around, just never ever in trouble and quickened away like with ease.
And that was it for that one. Next one was King of the Road. We had second, didn't we? We had second each way. Special Dragon at 28-1.
Backed him each way, yeah.
I mean, another furlong, he probably might have won that, but King of the Road won quite well.
Ben Pauling back at it.
Yeah, Ben Pauling back again. Keelan Woods, some jockey he is. My second choice in that one was Goritza Bay, who came fourth in each way. 14-1. You fancied a bit of Highway 105.
Yeah, I changed my mind. I didn't back him at all in the end. I just went each way, Special Dragon, which I got 99 quid back from that. So
not bad that, yeah.
It's all right. He actually ran really well. And I say, I think another furlong, he'd be knocking the door to winning.
Well, Emily Wade, we've seen everyone just backed her on course.
Oh, everyone's backing her everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I was speaking to one of the bookies before the off, and he told me, if this Emily Wade wins, there'll be a queue up outside that door if it wins. And very disappointing.
Yeah.
Very, very disappointing. Blood from the nose. So that's probably the reason why it didn't run too well. And I think the next race, I was telling you about this horse all day, was, again, Brian Hughes, Graham Dorries, won me quite a bit of money, actually.
Yeah,
pissed up. I absolutely did me bollocks on it. And yeah. Absolutely pissed up. Again, 16 lengths.
A fair few quid, didn't it?
Yeah, so did I.
I had part of the treble as well, didn't I?
You did. That was unfortunate.
That was unfortunate.
That was unfortunate. We'll get onto that in a sec. But yeah, Graham Dorries just bled from the front. Will Sting tried to catch up towards for the final turn, but just couldn't go.
Will Sting was trying to keep with him, and every time,
well fancied as well, very well fancied.
And every time he got near Graham Dorries, Brian Hughes just put like another 3 lengths between them.
Yeah, in the jump.
He was leading the entire way around, and you thought something's bound to go wrong here.
Mm.
And absolutely pinged the last fence.
Yeah.
It's like ridiculous. He just got further and further away. The race went on.
I don't think I've ever seen a favourite not fancied.
No.
No one seemed to fancy that favourite. Me neither.
No.
Even though it was quite, well, 7-4, so some people must have had a bit on it. But at the race, got everyone around me. It's a similar sort of thing to Emily Wade. Everyone back Will Sting, but I feel like a villain trying to cheer Brian up because no one was. We seemed to be the only winners of him on that day.
Very impressive. Every time Will Sting, because they broke away from the pack, and every time Will Sting trying to get close to Graham Dorries, it's just like Brian Hughes just put like, it's unbelievable, really. Yeah,
it's like try and catch me if you can.
Yeah.
And then we go on to the final race, which was miles from Wicklow. We've seen this horse. You know that, remember that Equinus race we were talking about?
Yeah.
He was in that race. I just realised that one now. I had the forecast on 2 and 3. Ukatango and Harjo. Ukatango second, Harjo pulled up. But miles from Wicklow, again, just seems to be the best horse. Yeah, you can't trust that Ukatango, can you?
Second leg of the Acca, Ukatango was on well back throughout the day. And that was the one that let me down. So the last leg was on Email Andy.
Which went and won. Great.
So brilliant.
Yeah.
That was a £30 treble and it cost me £1,170.
Oh, God. Not great.
So, you can tango. That's the last time I've backed him because I've done it enough times now and I'm fed up.
Yeah.
Worth mentioning the bumper for Alex Ferguson and his lot. Won really well in the end.
Yeah, Sean Bowen, wasn't it?
Yeah, weighed out. Not often he has one with Ollie Murphy, Ferguson, but one on debut, one is point to point. Could be one to look out for.
Possibly, yeah. We didn't watch the races. We were in the pub.
Yeah.
Watching the Man City Arsenal game. Anything else to comment on? Is it the Mondays?
Saturday on Sunday at the minute.
Are we still on Sunday?
Yeah, probably better touch on Kempton. I'm thinking about Kempton now. Plumpton. Mm. Sea Invasion. I backed that. That won well. Looked in trouble ever.
No,
I thought it was the best horse in the race, down in the class 4. 7-2 is a huge price to me. We'll just go through these because we're not really going to be here all day otherwise talking about racing this weekend. Captain Orr, another one I fancied, didn't back that one. Should have done. I fancied him last time, gave up on him.
Yeah, long time to give up on him.
Should have backed that. Our champ in the Sussex Champion Hurdle,
yeah,
that was unbelievable. That,
yeah.
I should have backed that one as another one. I could have had a right day. I mean, if I had that plumped on the right day, I'd have had a proper day there if I was there.
Yeah.
And things have been going off. And Email Andy, of course, which just upsets me. So
we'll move off that. Move off that one then.
Yeah, backed all day as well it was.
So. Oh, King William Rufus won the first.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I've backed that horse a few times.
So much racing to talk about on Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
But I don't really think we've got anything else to cover. Apart from that, I could talk about Fairy House, but the only really two.
I'm not bothered.
We should probably touch on Spillane's Tower.
I didn't watch the race.
Well, they pulled it out of Cheltenham with a smaller trainer, JP owned. They've really taken its time with this horse, and could end up being quite a decent horse, I think, in the end.
Mm.
Yeah, beating the likes of Blood Destiny and whatnot.
Yeah.
7-4. Yeah, that won really well.
Yeah.
As well. So, and then obviously Easter Monday, Irish Grand National.
I fancied the winner in 10 raffles.
And surprisingly, an English winner on Irish soil, brewing up a storm.
Yes.
Ollie Murphy.
Yeah. Nice seen that, see. Yeah. And then Appreciate It come second as well.
No, that's in the race after.
Yeah, that was the race after, I know, yeah, yeah. But Journey With Me, that was, with Rob Cole.
So Jack Kennedy riding for Ollie Murphy and does the business.
Does a bit, a Devil's Coachman third.
Yeah.
Finished well off as well.
Fed up backing him as well.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, Journey With Me pissed up. So, yeah, favourite pull up. But the Irish National, this is a nice winner.
Yeah, very nice winner. Intense raffles.
Yeah, very, very
I fancied it for the race. I didn't back it, fortunately. But I really did fancy it. The favourite for Willie Mullins, Nick Rocket. Losing your patience with that one again. Most likely. But a lot of these pulled up. The ground would have been
awful. Ground, yeah.
Yeah, awful. Heavy. Very heavy ground.
Yeah, very dire ground. But this one just seemed to plough through it.
Yeah.
Great jump at the last, really, in the circumstances.
Yeah, any second now, right behind. But yeah, intense raffles is always going to win that. And that's all from me, to be honest.
Yeah, I think that's about. And but like I say, apart from Brian, he's fallen up on his treble.
Yeah.
The next day, so that's 5 in a row for that bloke. God knows where. Has he been anywhere today? I don't think he has, he?
No, bloke never has a day off. Come on. Oh, no. Was he at Ludlow? No, he can't have been.
He was at Ludlow. Ever since I've been. He was my first winner in racing, Brian Hughes.
Yeah.
And when I used to listen to people talk about racing before I was into it, all they used to fucking talk about was Brian Hughes and how good he is. When I went to Mikey Raisin, I just got told, just back when a Brian Hughes is a win. he won with money.
Oh my God. Brian Hughes is going to have another day off tomorrow. There's no jumps racing tomorrow.
Oh my God.
Nottingham and Sedgefield abandoned.
He must be shaking.
What's he going to do with himself? He
must be absolutely shaking with himself.
Is he at Southall on Thursday?
It won't surprise me. That is like another one of his stomping grounds.
Hang on. I'm just having a quick look.
Yeah, we need to know.
We need to know.
You hated him, don't you? I never understood
him. No, I love him now. Absolutely. He's like winning me money. I just seem to back all of his losers.
Unless he's at Warwick.
He's not at Southern by the looks of it. Unless he has one ride. No, he can't be having more than 3 days off. No, that's not him. That's not him.
He just goes all summer and all winter, doesn't he?
Like, yeah.
Just non-stop. He's got to be at Warwick, surely.
Is he at Warwick? Are you having a look?
I'm having a look, yeah. I need to know. Well, it's back right SP.
Oh my God, it's 2 horse race in the first.
Oh my God, there's one of them today.
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah. Bob Bowen's
so bad, isn't it?
Do you know, he might be having a few days off. It's not
like. No, that's not like. He's feeling alright.
It must have gone wrong. Too many winners.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Been banned for winning.
So too many winners recently.
Oh, there's a bit of a news, actually. Oshie Murphy's been banned, hasn't he?
For the Craven meeting, yeah.
Yeah, he's. Using the whip too much, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it happens, doesn't it? They should know better, really, at this point. Yeah, I honestly.
Oh, he's got the day off. He's got the day off. He might have the week off.
I'd imagine, right, he's either going to be.
You know where he's going to be?
He'd be Musselburgh.
Weatherby.
He might be at Musselburgh.
But he's got to be at Weatherby, surely.
He could be at Musselburgh. I mean, they're not bringing out the decks for that yet, obviously. We're not yet. Riding what, but.
Oh, he could be at Musselburgh, yeah. That seems to be his stomping grounds.
It could be at Musselburgh.
Then again, we're saying that for a lot of his.
He just wins everywhere, doesn't he? It's like, oh Santos blew it.
Yeah, no, he's definitely at Musselburgh.
Is he?
Yeah. Donald McCain's there, so he's going to be there, isn't he?
He'll be there.
Yeah.
He'll probably ride him winners again, no doubt.
God, yeah. I'll back it.
He is.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
And you know what he's riding? Another one of the big bankers I had. Oh, God. Autumn Return.
Oh, my God. That was one of the first horses I've ever backed. Autumn Return. Yeah. Came absolutely nowhere.
Yeah, oh God, there he is.
Yeah, Mark my God, no yeah. Way.
No, Brian is for Friday.
Poof. I don't know what I'll do myself.
I know.
I don't know what I'll do myself. I'm just having a look at Friday, actually. Obviously, we'll get onto this on Thursday. That'll probably be... We'll cover Musselburgh, won't we?
If anything decent running, yeah.
Well, Brian Hughes is running, so...
Yeah, it's just about the Brian Hughes ones.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, that's the tip, isn't it? But, yeah,
Just jockey, absolutely. Fuck him. Another thing to probably mention would be in the news of late, I can't remember the exact number, but it's an obscene number, it's in the billions, of lost turnover on horse racing betting in the last year.
Just people not having a bet anymore.
People just not having a bet. Or turning away from betting on horses.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's not good. Obviously, no. When people don't bet, it drives down the whole sport. It's all betting funded.
Yeah, I think. Do you reckon the stigma of betting is getting worse and worse?
I don't know. It's because it doesn't seem to bother some people, but
yeah.
And when you if you go to any race course in the summer, it's all full of people who are like 18 to 25.
Yeah. Well, this Kipco 18 to 25, £10.
Yeah, but you can go to any race course. I mean, we live near most of the Yorkshire ones, and they're all full of like young people. So I don't know. Is it just people not betting online? But I just don't know anymore. It's not good for the sport, I know that. I mean, we've got problems with prize money already.
Yeah.
So, tricky, isn't it?
Yeah, very tricky. Again, with these affordability checks.
This is like 1.6 billion or something like that. Might have even been more.
Yeah.
It's like an obscene number of like,
people not having a bet.
Not betting, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's like financial crisis, which we're sort of in at the minute, or it's the restrictions now, or if it's, I don't know, young people not being so into the sport. It is one of them, like, I class like a throwaway sport, like you go once and then
don't come back for another year or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we see a lot of that, don't we?
Yeah, but I suppose the same for the football. Like, if you, not so much in the lower leagues, but in like the Premier League and that, like you fucking struggle to get a ticket, don't you? So yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's like if you, you wouldn't see me like rock up to the tennis. Do you know what
no,
I mean?
No, God no.
I don't know. But I suppose a lot of sports like that, innit?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think racing is like one of the most successful sports there is in terms of ticket prices. I mean. Obviously, they're going to rip your bollocks off if you go to like
the big festival,
Derby or something.
Yeah.
But
have you seen tickets for them? How much are they?
No, I don't really want now.
No, I don't.
I think like last year, like £70 a ticket. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Aintree was more expensive than Cheltenham, wasn't it?
Yeah, surprisingly.
Mm.
But I just don't. If you go to like Market Raising, let's say, or wherever it is, Ludlow. Well, not I've been, but I'd assume faking them. Tickets are like, I'd probably say average like £14, £14.
Yeah.
It's like pretty good, really, so.
Very interesting.
So, next weekend we'll touch on Kelso, Kempton.
And a muscle rubber because Brian uses it.
And, yeah, and probably some other stuff as well.
Yeah.
I think there's like, mainly up to race, I think. Utah's as well, I think there is, but
yeah.
We'll see if there's anything that's worth betting on and sort of let you know.
Yeah, we'll let you know. Obviously, we've had a good week, haven't we? We've had a good weekend. Hopefully, we follow it into next week. And hopefully, your horse goes and does a job at Kempton.
Yeah, like I said, anything like around fourth, I'd be sort of happy with. And then look towards Donny or some of its, but it might even end up being so. Like, look outside now, it's raining outside now.
Yeah, it's just
going
to rain, isn't it?
Not a day without rain.
Yeah, it's just not what you want.
So I think there's a race at Southwell as well that we could go for, but it's like you get to the flat scene, you want to be running on the grass.
Yeah.
If I wanted to run in the weather, I'd run in the winter.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Right. So just don't know where to go with it. Luckily, there is that one at Southwell. Otherwise, would have been fucked.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Going
to run and then like lose all the momentum. So.
And that's not what you want, is it?
Not really. So I don't really know where else to go with that. I just hope it stops. It's got to rain. It's stopped raining at some point, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's England. Anything can happen, can't it?
Yeah, it's a problem with it. But other than that, you want to touch on Arsenal probably, won't you?
Yeah, it was. Well, whichever way you look at it, it was an awful game for the neutral. But all in all, you go to the Etihad. Obviously, City were always going to have the ball. We've learned from our mistakes of being far too open in defence. Brilliant defensive display. Attacking wise, very disappointing. But we kept a clean sheet at the Etihad, and not many teams can do that.
No.
That's all I can say on it.
Yeah.
But well, I do think the title is now going to Liverpool.
Yeah. Liverpool, I've seen Liverpool favourites for it now.
Yeah.
Six to five favourites.
What else? What's Man City?
I think the 2-1.
And Arsenal.
3-1.
Won't be backing us at that. No chance.
No
chance. We hope you drop a lot of points.
We've got Sheffield United next.
Midweek. Imagine you lose them.
Thursday night.
Is that it, Bramall Lane?
I think so. I don't think it really matters, does it? No. They're 25-1 to win. Liverpool are 1-14. Oh. Yeah.
Might have a, if you do Sky Bet, might have a bet. 25-1, Sheffield United. If they score first, freeze it. Easy money, that, innit?
Yeah.
Obviously, you've got about four other teams on there. Just pick, like, the bankers.
Yeah. I just think, well, we should be beating Sheffield United. I mean,
yeah, but I hope they score first. So I can get the money.
Well, no, Liverpool. That's every chance of that happening.
Yeah, you always seem to just concede first. I mean, it happened at Brighton.
We didn't get to watch Liverpool because of that market raising. But I watched match today, and McAllister's out of this world. Like, it's just so good.
Good player.
Like, I was a bit against him coming. Actually, I just didn't think he'd make the grade. But it's just been unbelievable. Recently.
Stepped up, and he.
Just been unbelievable. Since he's been playing further forward,
it's
just some of the passes he makes. Like,
I mean, playing that second midfielder role, isn't he?
Yeah, apparently Salah's told him, like, you must pass to me more.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
Hey, he'll win the Golden Boot again.
Salah?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how it's running. Is he fit?
I'm sure he's beating Ireland.
Is he?
I'm sure he is.
He had AFCON for like a month and a half, though, wasn't he?
And is it Ireland winning? I don't know.
He missed 11 games.
There's a lot of Premier League games on tonight. Let me have a look.
He'd missed
a... Oh, Salah, 16 goals, Haaland 18.
That's mental to say Salah's missed 11 games.
Yeah, he's mental. Watkins is second, but that's because he's got one more assist than
Salah. He might win it then.
Hmm?
He might win it then, because Haaland's not hitting the onion bag.
No, he's not, no.
Just think if Salah was not with AFCON, then he'd be pretty close. But I don't know. I'd still be a bit dubious about Liverpool, really.
Yeah.
We've got to go away to United on Sunday.
Could be a banana peel.
Well, I can't see us losing that for the last time. I just think if there's one game in this season I'd wanted us to lose, it would have been that FA Cup one.
Yeah.
But it's not ideal. Don't get me wrong. But I think the way they beat us last time, that. Well, just not allowed. That won't be allowed to happen again.
No, definitely not.
And then we've got some easy fixtures. Well, I say easy. None of them are easy
at this time.
I think we'll play like Palace, Fulham, and Everton.
It's not a bad running, is it?
Like three, and then we've got like Tottenham away. No, I think we go like
we've both got Tottenham and United.
Don't quote me on it, but I think we sort of go. Sheffield United, Man United. Fulham, or have a Palace, Fulham, Everton, and then Tottenham with the Europa League in between.
Yeah, we've got the Champions League in between, haven't we?
So, I think we could just make use of three games that are of the easier standard. And really start to pull away, but we've got to go beat United first.
Yeah, that's it. I think we're done.
That's about it, yeah.
That's about it. How long have we been going for?
63 minutes.
That's not too bad. But put good shift in there. So we'll be back on Thursday for our tips, and then we'll also tip Kempton as well.
Travelling down to Kempton,
doing a bit there. Hopefully yours does the job. If not, it's a warm-up race coming into Donny. So we'll see how that gets on, and then we'll let you know this time on Monday. Well, actually, this is going to be recorded on Tuesday because I was at Southport yesterday. That's shit. We'll be back, or potentially back on Tuesday, actually, with my work. I'm not too sure yet, but I'll let Connor know beforehand. But yeah, thank you very much for listening, guys. Take care. Remember, like, subscribe. Fucking booyah.